This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is sporting orange right now for the food bank. It's the color that's also a food, so it seems appropriate. September is National Hunger Action Month, and there is work to be done to stock the shelves and to help the hungry in South Texas and across the nation. This half hour, we're talking about San Antonio turning orange for the food bank, and we're joined by Mike Guetta of the San Antonio Food Bank and also a Ross Frazier of Feeding America. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much, David. Glad to be here.
And so let me ask you, Mike, why orange? What's up with orange?
Well, you know, I think we needed just a fantastic color that everybody could wear, and you know, orange, of course, is associated a lot with fall and with fall harvest, and we're going to get up to October. I think we're going to see orange more and more. And, you know, we learned a lot from someplace like Komen. When Komen started turning the country pink to raise awareness about breast cancer, I think a lot of national affiliates like Feeding America, where Ross is going to be calling in from, looked to that and said, you know, we need some of that as well. And so we took kind of the Komen lead, found orange, and now for many years, communities around the United States have been going orange to both raise awareness, but also as a call to action. So we found a color that we love, number one, but it really is a color associated, what we think, with fall, with harvest, with food.
And it's also the color of Whataburger.
It's a color of Whataburger. It's a color of oranges. And Whataburger are fantastic partners. As San Antonio has gone orange, it made a lot of sense for us to go to Whataburger and to ask them into partnership with us. They have found that just great for them, but for us, it's an especially a very good win. They're sponsors of our kind of month-long efforts, and so they put some cash infusion to that. Their stores go orange all the time, which we love, of course.
All right, our phone lines are open, 614-8980, 614-8980. If you ever found yourself in dire straits, you had to go to the food bank to restock your shelves, we really want to hear from you, want to hear from how the food bank is making a difference in San Antonio. Or if you've been out there and you've done a little bit of labor stocking the shelves at the food bank, and it certainly made you restock your sense of self and how you can be a part of our community, certainly want to hear from you. The number is 614-8980. So you guys have been doing some rearranging and building, and you got some new shelves to stock. Is that right?
We do. So we are just a couple of weeks away from finishing doubling the size of our facility. And you know, you and I have talked previously kind of on this topic. After that recession that was so hard for many families, 2008, 2009, we did not double our facility right then. We were in a facility at that time that was only a couple years old. Kind of the recession took us by surprise. We saved some money over the few years after that and now kind of caught up. So we've doubled the size. But particularly on that refrigerator freezer space, we're putting a lot more produce into the family's pantries and in those refrigerators. So we're kind of tripling the size of that refrigerator freezer space, which we're very excited about. That'll be online, like I said, in about 2 weeks. So yeah, that space is going to need to be filled up. So I think the call to action for part of the folks is, you know, for our local farmers, they've been hurting by the drought. We're glad there's rain right now, and we need the produce that they have to give. We definitely need all of that. As we get into that other season of kind of fall, a lot of folks thinking about food drives. Starting now would be really, really important to organize that food drive for your church, scouting group, your business. If you're thinking of doing it in November, December, now's the time to start, and that will give us also a swell to help fill those shelves on the non-perishable side.
So a lot of community groups want to get involved with the food bank, but they always all want to do it at the same time, right around Thanksgiving and Christmas time, and it's a year-round need. So what do people need to know? How do they get involved? How do they connect?
Yeah, it is a year-round need. So thank you. Hunger, you know, we're often saying hunger doesn't take summer vacation. You know, it doesn't take any vacation, doesn't take a break. In fact, we just kind of finished our biggest time of need in the summer. So the shelves at the food bank are especially low right now. What's going to happen in the fall, we'll get a nice wave, right, of extra food that people do in those food drives and from around the community that lasts us January, February, March, when, again, less donations coming in that time. So for us, it's harvest time. Easiest way to get involved is to really go to our website, safoodbank.org, and you can find a lot of ways that you can do food drives, be a part of a special event. And while we're going orange, we have a kind of a microsite, SA Goes Orange, and people can go and click on that, and there's a lot of fun events, and there's restaurants that are helping us, and we just had Canstruction over at North Star Mall this weekend, so the architect designers of the community together, fabulous Steers made cans, and those on display all this week at North Star Mall, really fun to see. The win will be on the San Food for years.
Now, the food bank, your location is kind of beaten. It's good for you if you look at space. It's not easy for us to get to. People who have transportation issues utilize food.
Great. We're on a line. We went specifically to the part of the side. We want to make sure that people get their lives. So we do have folks that come to us. So folks who are kind of eating emergency help. We have some of the students in our culinary training program who doubled, and they can take the bus. So the transportation to get to Old Highway 90 and Highway 51 is accessible by us. But you know, really only 7 minutes downtown from Northwest San Antonio, 15 minutes from the side, 12 minutes. We're closer than most people think. We feel like we're off on the west side, very, very close many ways.
So do you have like satellite operations or town? I mean, how does it work?
In San Antonio, just one facility, but we have a satellite in New Braunfels. The market plays in New Braunfels. Many people from the Sabine or Loup County or County New Braunfels end up at Kitchen Table. That's our site, New Braunfels. It's a full service pantry, open stays a week. It does fantastic work coming out with folks kind of the north side of our area.
So how are you seeing the need in San Antonio change? Are we still seeing a tick? Is it steady? What's going on?
Well, we see often kind of right after school starts is discretion money, families that place children spend back school debts, right? School supply, school clothes. It's often, there's such small financial margin for so many families. Financial insecurity is related to food insecurity. So if financial security, you're on food here. So the two go together. So an event like back to school, bring down a car, extra medical bill, often put families into just a temper, but a cycle where they're experiencing that financial insecurity. They don't have the margin to buy. So they start skipping meals, other things like that. We see parents start skipping meals, kids who maybe coming home from school, have the food there. And so yeah, just seeing it really meet because of the back to school. The other larger trend is just working families. Families who are working one or two jobs, underemployed, I think you all say, they're working but not getting by, and they're leaning on our help. The last is maybe only 6 to 10 months, not leaning out long term. They are kind of having that through crisis of financial insecurity.
So who's your typical person?
It's in thirds, right? So right. Third of those children who can't provide themselves for seniors, kind of on the other side, they're worked any of them their entire life and they're on fixed income, so they'd be the other. Third in the middle, those are kind of able bodied adults. The third in the middle who can work, half of them currently are.
And you're seeing that level of need, is that holding steady? But besides seasonal variation, where are we, the level of hunger?
The level is going up as our population is growing, so kind of staying steady with the population.
All right, well, we're doing with Mike Adams. He's with the San Antonio Food Bank. We'll come back from break. We're going to bring Ross Frazier of Feeding America, San Antonio's Green Orange, who have a Hunger Awareness Action Month. And if you have a question or a comment about the food bank, I'm going to hear from you. Number 614-8980. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. As you drive around San Antonio over this past few days, you may have noticed certain things are turning orange. We've got those giant cowboy boots at North Star Mall. We've got the smokestacks at the quarry, the courthouse, city hall. All sorts of landmarks have turned orange. And that is not because of UT. It's because of Feeding America. It's because of the Hunger Awareness Month, and that's the color that's supposed to remind people to take action to help deal with the hunger issues that we have here, not just in South Texas, but across the country. We're joined by Mike Guetta. He is with the San Antonio Food Bank, and we have now on the line Ross Frazier of Feeding America. Ross, you there?
I am.
So how is this working for you, a national effort turning the country orange to remind people to deal with hunger?
Well, it's doing pretty well. We have probably the most famous building in America, the Empire State Building. If you happen to be in New York, you would see that it's orange at night. And the building that we are in here in Chicago at the National Office, it's a historic building. It was the tallest building in America outside of New York City when it was built in the 20s. And we refer to it as the Batman Building because if you've seen any of the recent Batman movies, this is a building he likes to fly to the top of. And it is now orange as well. And there are bridges, Ferris wheels, and other buildings all across America that have turned orange for Hunger Action Month.
All right, Ross, I'm going to ask you a little bit later about where we are in dealing with hunger across the nation. But first, I want to get to some of these phone calls. Our number is 614-8980, and Casey is on the line. Casey, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I work for Sprouts Farmers Market here in San Antonio, formerly known as Sun Harvest. And this month, for the whole month, we are doing Roundup for the food program. Not only are we taking donations online, but customers, as they go through the checkout lines, can round their total up to the nearest dollar. And all of that's getting funneled to the food program to raise money, not just in San Antonio, but to help with it nationwide, since we're a corporate company now. We've got many locations in several states, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and they're getting ready to branch into Oklahoma, I hear. And this, I think, has been really great for our company. Customers seem to be excited about it. Employees like me are excited about it. And we've been issued these awesome orange shirts that we get to wear on specific days, usually our high-volume days. And, you know, just spreading the word throughout our store and throughout our company that this is something we're doing and that hunger is an issue in this country. And I just feel like I can do my part on that. My daughter and I donate to the food bank as much as we can, and I donate what I can from work that we are going to throw away to the food bank. You know, we can only carry some products for so long, and somebody somewhere can use that to put a meal on the table for their family.
Casey, thank you so much for your phone call. That was pretty good ideas there. So Mike Guetta, they're rounding up at the checkout counter. I mean, that makes a big difference.
It's awesome. And Casey, just, you know, thank you on behalf of the food bank team and Ross at our national office, who's on the call as well. Just really grateful. Our grocery partners here in San Antonio and across the country for all regional food banks, we couldn't do the work we do without them. And we're blessed to have like Sprouts here in San Antonio and other great retailers. Rounding up's an easy thing to do. There are retailers like you all that are doing that, and we appreciate you, especially in September. There's restaurants and some that do that year-round. You can round up for hunger, and that's a great program, and we love that. So I think what you're telling us is there are a lot of creative ways that people can both go orange, but really take action. And I thank you, David, for kind of saying that it's just not about raising awareness this month, but it really is about a call to action for people to help stem hunger in our community.
So, Ross, let me ask you, when you have canned foods and it has an expiration date on the canned food, does that mean that that food is not good for donations or can't be used for food drives?
It depends on what's in the can. And all of our food banks have material that they can sell. Dates are often artificial, and they have to do with color, texture, and taste. For example, let's say a box of cornflakes. That's probably still going to be nutritious and edible for several months past its sell date. It's just not going to be as crisp, and maybe the cornflakes won't be as golden. But food safety is critically important to everything that we do. It's our number one concern. So there are very strict guidelines that we follow. But yes, it is true that most food is consumable past its sell date.
Like a can of spinach or green beans and things like that, that's still pretty good, even though the expiration date may tell you otherwise.
Yeah, and bear in mind, it's usually a sell date rather than an expiration date in terms of food safety. And sometimes they still use the old EXP, but in the food banks, they're very careful about this and very careful about sorting the cans and making sure that nothing is going to be unsafe. You know, we'd never give food to anyone that we wouldn't provide to our own families.
Okay, back to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Susie is on the line. Susie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Why, thank you. I just wanted to comment. I used to volunteer at the food bank at the church that I belong to, and I've been to the food bank facility and taken classes there and have recommended people going through the culinary program, and I just wanted to commend you on the phenomenal job that y'all have done for our city. I know it's a facility that has provided a lot of empowerment for a lot of families who just needed that extra boost to get ahead, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you, Susie. And any comments, Mike?
No, just I think, Susie, you were highlighting our workforce programs as well. You know, we're thinking about the food bank, we were trying to do three things, really. It's food for today, food for tomorrow, and food for life. And that food for life is helping to put people to work. And that's probably been the most cutting-edge, newest part of our world, but so important. So thank you for highlighting our culinary training program, our warehouse training programs as well.
And so Ross Frazier of Feeding America, let's take a look at the national picture. What are we looking at for hunger nationwide?
Well, it's a huge problem, and the most recent data we have just came out a few weeks ago, which is that 49 million Americans live in what the government identifies as food-insecure households, meaning that they really have to struggle to get 3 square meals a day. 49 million Americans, that's 1 in 6 Americans. And, you know, often it's related to income. We believe this is a solvable problem. We have Feeding America. San Antonio is one of our 200 food banks across the country. We serve every community in the nation. We have right now about 6 million people coming to a soup kitchen or a food pantry or an emergency shelter every week. 6 million people across this country coming to us for help to get enough food for themselves and their family. We're currently doing a new research project which will update that number. We expect it to be substantially higher, because the last hard data we collected on the number of people we served was back in 2010. But we know that the need has increased in the last 3 years. So it will be interesting to see where we are. But we need the government's help. We need the help of your listeners. And we need your listeners to speak out about hunger issues to their legislators and your community leaders.
Okay, back to the phones, and our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, and Janet is on the line. Janet, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. I live in a neighboring county, and I'm just curious as to what kind of agreements are there between the San Antonio Food Bank and neighboring counties, because I'm aware that of a church in my local area who has actually been charged for support from the San Antonio Food Bank, and the parishioners were rather surprised by that, especially when they, participate in food drives and so forth for the San Antonio Food Bank.
Okay, Janet, let me see if we can get an answer from that from Mike Guetta of the San Antonio Food Bank.
Janet, thank you for call. And, we have great arrangements with the counties surrounding San Antonio. Out of the San Antonio Food Bank, we serve 16 counties, from Guadalupe to the east to Comal, Kendall and Kerr, a bit to the north and northwest, and then a lot of the counties to the south. 535 nonprofit agencies partner with us. They are often food pantries, like the one you're referring to, a food pantry at a local church. Many others are shelters. And in each of those cases, we maintain a contract with all of our partner agencies. And in that, one of the things that our agencies agree to is to help us cover the cost of bringing food to San Antonio. Oftentimes it's from South Texas or even around the country. It may be donated. It may be donated potatoes from Idaho or oranges from Florida. We might have to pay $3,000 to $5,000 to have that donated product come here, but it is something that costs us. The agreements that we have with our partner agencies, like your food pantry in your community, it's usually about, 10 cents on the dollar for what they might pay if they had to go to a local grocery retailer. All of our pantries and shelters find it great value. And technically, they're actually not really paying for the food. They're just sharing, if you would, kind of a bit of a tithe, if you think about it from even a religious point of view, a bit of a share in the cost to bring the food and get it redistributed out to Central Texas. Our agencies, of course, it is a burden for everybody to bear, but it's a way that all of us share in helping to stem hunger in the South Texas area.
Okay, Janet, hope that answers your question. Going to get another quick caller on the line. Tina. Tina, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering. I know some college students that are low on food at different times. They work part-time, but they're going to school, and they're still paying for their school debt. And I was wondering if there's a way for them to come and get food at the food banks as well.
All right, Tina, thank you for that call. I remember when I was a hungry college student, you'd go for days, literally, without a meal, had no money. And, it's hard to study when you can't think. So, food for college students, how does that work out?
Yeah, absolutely, Tina. So I think we're often referring people to call 211. That's our great statewide helpline. So just like calling 911, if they dial 211 and let them know that they need assistance with food, they'll get referred to the San Antonio Food Bank. And we'll kind of do some intake on the phone and find out what neighborhood they're in, connect them up to a local food pantry that can help them. And so that's just the best thing to do. It's easy, and just dial 211.
All right. Thank you, Tina, for that call. So Ross Frazier of Feeding America, what is the outlook? Where are we going with this? I mean, you talk about the high numbers, 49 million Americans, 1 in 6 dealing with food insecurity. What's going to happen here?
Well, I just read today that the current line of thinking is that the huge increase in the number of people needing help has stabilized. And as the economy continues to improve, we expect those numbers to go down. One of the very frightening things that we're facing is if you look at what Feeding America does, San Antonio Food Bank is one of 200 food banks. All of our food banks together, 61,000 agencies, that's about a $5 billion operation every year. But the food stamp program is an $83 billion concern. And as you know, there's a lot of talk in Washington about cutting the food stamp program, now known as the SNAP program. That will be extremely harmful to children, senior citizens, the disabled, people who are too young, too old, or not capable of working, we really need the food stamp program to be fully funded, or we're going to have people coming to us in droves, and we just won't be able to meet the need.
Wow. So let me ask you, Mike Guetta, real quickly, if the food stamps program was to be totally gutted, like we're talking about in Washington, D.C., that would definitely be felt here in San Antonio.
A tremendous blow. Yeah, it would be huge. We'd have to do a lot more fundraising and food sourcing, put a lot more pressure on our food pantries, and it would just make it harder for families day in and day out to get the nutrition that they need.
And you're seeing, just really quickly, that these are working people who are working. They do have jobs. It's just that they're just not getting the income they need.
Well, in particular, for the SNAP program, it's kids, it's seniors, and it's those folks in the middle. So it would cut across all those strata.
All right, we're out of time. Been talking about the Turning San Antonio Orange for Hunger Awareness. We've got Mike Guetta of the San Antonio Food Bank, Ross Frazier of Feeding America. Thanks for joining us. This is The Source. We'll be right back after this.
Absolutely.